From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A massive influx of migrants continues in Europe, even as the continent struggles to receive them. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon denounced Hungary's treatment of migrants as unacceptable Wednesday after police fired tear gas and sprayed water cannon at hundreds of asylum seekers on the country's border with Serbia. The UN Secretary General said that the migrants must be treated with human dignity.
Men, women, and children fleeing war and persecution deserve real support, including asylum.
Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić condemned what he said was Hungary's brutal treatment of the migrants fleeing war-torn Syria and other Middle Eastern countries. Police clashed for hours with the migrants after blocking one of the biggest entry points into the European Union. Hungary said the migrants were trying to push their way past the border fence and presented a danger to the country. The United States said Wednesday it is considering an offer from Russia to hold military-to-military talks about the Syrian conflict, even as it warned Moscow its support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad threatens to escalate the warfare there. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry disclosed the proposal one day after talking with his counterpart, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
The Russians proposed in the conversation I had today and the last conversation specifically that we have military-to-military conversation and meeting in order to discuss the issue of precisely what will be done.
Russia in recent days has sent tanks, military advisors, technicians, and security guards to Syria, apparently to create an air base near the coastal town of Latakia. This is VOA News. Soldiers from Burkina Faso's Presidential Guard detained the country's president and interim prime minister Wednesday and were said to be holding them hostage. Military sources told VOA's French to Africa service that soldiers broke into a cabinet meeting and arrested President Michel Kafando, Prime Minister Yacouba Isaac Zida, and other government ministers. The prisoners were not being allowed to leave, and soldiers were seen erecting barricades around the presidential palace. The head of Burkina Faso's Transitional National Council condemned the takeover. Sherif C. said four people are being held prisoner, including the president and prime minister, and he called on all patriots to gather to defend the motherland. The soldiers are not known to have made any demands. Billionaire real estate developer Donald Trump will be at center stage Wednesday during the second U.S. Republican presidential debate, with 10 opponents trying to cut into his lead for the party's 2016 nomination. Trump's anti-Washington rhetoric, along with demands to expel 11 million illegal immigrants from the United States and taunts at his opponents, have propelled him to the top in recent surveys of Republican voters. A poll showed Trump with 27% support, just ahead of the 23% figure for another political novice, former neurosurgeon Ben Carson. None of the other contenders on the stage with Trump and Carson registered double-digit support in the poll. Wednesday's debate will be held at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank are gathering in Washington to decide if they will raise interest rates for the first time in a decade. Analysts say it is hard to predict what the U.S. Federal Reserve will do or what its impact will be. Mark Hamrick is with Bankrate.com.
Inflation is below the target that the Fed has set, about 2% or so. But the volatility in financial markets, while not part of the Fed's mandate, is not something that the central bank wants to inflame.
A higher interest rate would bring higher borrowing costs, which tend to hurt stock market values. The increase, however, would also be a vote of confidence by the Fed in the strength of the U.S. economy, which might bolster stock prices. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.8%, while the Standard & Poor's was up 0.9%. The NASDAQ Composite was up 0.6%. And the International Olympic Committee has announced five finalists to host the 2024 Summer Olympic Games: Budapest, Hamburg, Paris, Rome, and Los Angeles. The final decision is to be announced in 2017. For more, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.